From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's most recent nuclear test. In a statement, members of the Security Council said they would begin to work immediately on appropriate measures under Article 41 of the UN Charter, which specifies non-military actions, including sanctions. The Security Council held an emergency meeting Friday in New York, just hours after North Korea conducted its fifth nuclear test. The bomb triggered a blast that seismic monitors indicated was its largest such detonation yet. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States and Russia have finalized a plan to reduce violence in Syria and lead to a political transition that would end more than 5 years of war. After more than 18 hours of negotiations Friday, Kerry said the deal clinched with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov could be a turning point for the conflict if implemented.
No one is building this based on trust. It is based on a way of providing oversight and compliance through mutual interest and other things, and we are determined to explore every single avenue possible for progress.
Kerry said that a new nationwide ceasefire would take effect at sundown on Monday, September 12th, that is, coinciding with the Eid al-Adha holiday. Lavrov confirmed the agreement and said it could help expand the counterterrorism fight and aid deliveries to civilians in Syria. He said that President Bashar al-Assad's government was prepared to comply. This is VOA News.